finally free from parasites. Written by Lena Holv. Preface. Mold is a common cause of fatigue because Europe has problems with damp, damaged houses. Another prevalent cause is parasitic infections, which I had. They are generally denied in Sweden and absurdum. In the United States, parasites were dismissed for a long time, but nowadays, they state that they are a considerable health problem, millions are infected. We have had members who had sick leave for 10 years, who are now completely healthy and have turned to work since getting rid of the parasites. If you are invaded by parasites and get them out, you will rapidly be restored because you can keep the energy from the food yourself. One student, who is now clean, said her psychiatrist had written in the medical record, "The patient thinks she has parasites." She told me that that note was probably a code word for a crazy woman. The medical staff changed healingly and visibly because of it. It can be difficult, if not impossible, to get help from today's care, and you quickly end up in the psychiatric ward. But psychotropic drugs do not bite parasites. The methods of the fatigue school have been tried with great success by thousands of Swedes over 2 years. Some of them tell themselves in this book. Lena Holv.
Finally, I gathered myself back together and made another attempt at the health center. A new male doctor received me, and I told him I thought my problems were due to parasites. He looked at me with the same look as the former doctor and asked if I had any friends. He said there was a good call clinic in the city. I said I didn't feel like I needed to go to any therapy. My symptoms were very physical. There, somewhere in the conversation, I changed my attitude and appealed to his willingness to help people. He had at least chosen to become a doctor, so could he still not help me get a test? He agreed, but he also referred me to the call clinic and urged me to apply there. Tired and betrayed again, I walked away, not knowing where to turn for help. As a newcomer to the city, it took much energy to seek alternative care. I was also a bit secretive about it because it was a small town and considered a bit fuzzy in my immediate circle. 3 weeks after the doctor's visit, I received a call at work. It was from the doctor at the medical center. His first sentence when I answered was, "Are you alone? Can we talk?" Then he started saying plenty of things, and I can honestly say I didn't keep up. A bit into the conversation, I realized that they had found parasites in the sample I had submitted and that all his talking was about apologizing to me without saying sorry or apologizing. He also said I was entitled to medical attention but would involve antibiotics for a long time. But the likely thing was that the parasites wouldn't be gone anyway. I declined treatment and ended the call. I also never contacted the call clinic. I also lived in a flat in a moldy house. This I would later come to understand. No one believed in me, so I had to fight for them to look after me. All the floors in the hall and kitchen had to be broken up. I've moved away. Yes, you can get sick for less, parasites, nutritional deficiencies, mold, and I got diabetes too. It was a bit of a shock to find your school, and I seem to have ticked off almost every issue you have raised. I wish I had found it sooner. Then I wouldn't have had to believe that everything was psychological and that everything was my fault. Thank you for creating the school of exhaustion with lots to use when healing yourself. Plus, it's great that you keep the prices you do. It makes it possible for anyone who wants to join. All good. Marianne Larson. Since I became exhausted and no longer remembered in detail, it's not easy to get the story together. I have fought on well and can now trust myself. My first experience with parasites and doctors was when I went to Pakistan and became acutely ill when I got home. At the time, I was living in a bigger city, and when they found out I had been traveling, they checked to see if I had parasites, and I got immediate treatment. Infection control was also connected because I was going to work extra at my brother's restaurant. They even called him. The first experience of the doctors was perfect. They took me seriously, understood the problem, and treated me suitably. It got worse later. When I moved to a smaller town where I had found work, I started having big stomach problems. In addition, other problems only grew. I remember 3 doctor's visits, but there may have been more. Since I had an experience of what it felt like to have parasites, I decided to apply for it. New to the resort, I turned to the health center and met a reasonably good doctor who listened and agreed to take a sample. But then nothing was found. He also said it could be challenging to tell if you have parasites because the model must be taken at the right time for them to be detected. That doctor listened, but didn't help. During a visit to the dental hygienist, who was horrified at how bad my teeth were doing, I asked her if she could recommend a private doctor. She could, and I called the private clinic and explained that I needed a doctor's appointment and sampling because I thought I had parasites. The person who answered the phone sounded confused and said that if I wanted to come for such a doctor's visit, I must first send all the medical records from the place I had lived in before. I thought it was a little too complicated because I wanted to get well. I took the record with me to the doctor. He glanced through my medical records on my visit. It took about half a minute, and he then asked why I had brought them. Then he lectured me that we all have parasites in our stomachs, it's a natural state, you feel. And he didn't want to, help me. I don't remember if I managed to get through any exam there, but sitting there and listening to him felt incredibly humiliating. His attitude made me completely lose what little self-esteem I had managed to muster to get to the visit. I paid much money to know that my troubles exist. Time passed, and I became increasingly worn out and got more symptoms, even though I tried to use the Ayurvedic methods and the diet I learned about when I trained as a polarity therapist. I worked on it a little extra for a while, but had to stop to cope with my regular work.
Do you have brain fog? If you are so bad that brain fog has developed, you can get out of it via the program, which you can find in the book Exhausted and Sleepless, Free from Brain Fog. We will first listen to Marianne.